in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers.
This is my, I love so many of the versions. Every time you play one, I'm like, this is my favorite version. Every single time we are playing What's in the Box. Joining us tonight, Rob Martyr. Thank you so much for coming down and hanging out with us.
It's good to be here.
How's your Mojo Mule?
It's fantastic.
Mojo Bar and Grill.
I've got my mojo.
Luda has worked her magic on your mojo. Mm-hmm. That all sounds crazy.
Taking a sip right now.
And it seems appropriate for this segment. Rob Austin, who is the social media director for Mojo Bar and Grill, joins us as well to play What's in the Box. He's blushing. I didn't know that you could turn that shade of pink. What is there? Do you have any concerns?
Too many to list.
I tried to give you the most tame ones. I really did. There's a couple over here that I might give to Ruben if he wants to read them. I have tiebreakers, Ruben, just so you know.
Okay.
Ruben, you have your stack of reviews.
Yes.
And we also have, so Ruben Irvin, who is the announcer for the Family Feud. We also have Elliot Hansen, who is the master talentless DJ at Disney World. See, look at that. And he is in, both of them are going to be at BookCon tomorrow at McCormick Place.
Yep.
And go find them. They'll be entertaining you with music and humor and directing you to all the important authors that you should be talking to. Elliot Serrano and I have decided that we're going to nap in tomorrow. Is that what we decided?
I'm definitely napping. I'm probably going to nap behind the stage where Elliot and Ruben are going to work.
Can we get a blankie back there? Would that be all right?
I got a Snuggie.
You got a Snuggie? Oh.
Come on now.
You've got your Chewbacca.
I have a Wonder
onesie.
Woman Snuggie. I can bring my Wonder
Woman
Snuggie.
Well, I have a Transformer Snuggie.
All right, then we'll duke it out. Let's see who wins this. And Elliot Serrano joins us as well for this week's What's in the Box. First on the line is Derek. Hi, Derek. How are you doing?
Nope, it's Eric. How are you?
Hi, Eric. I've heard it both ways.
Okay, that's it.
Is it Eric with a K? Pardon?
Yeah, with a K. Yep, I steal your show all the time.
Aw, well, thank you for calling in. Have you heard us play What's in the Box then?
Yep, I sure have.
So let me check and see if Sue is familiar with the game. Hi, Sue, how are you doing?
Good.
Excellent. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes.
Oh, so we have two listeners who are familiar with our game. For those of you who do not know, I do a lot of shopping online. Actually, I bought Craig's gift online as well as Elliot's. Craig, your gift got very good reviews, but according to Elliot, it's not the hat cage is not as efficient as you would hope it would be.
No.
So
I was excited about my wife using this.
Well, let's see. Maybe there's something online you should buy for her that would be more exciting.
There we go.
Including the types of items that we were talking about tonight. I shop for a lot of things, and like I said, Elliot's T-shirts. You know, people give reviews for everything from those items to phones and, you know, glassware maybe. Appliances and adult toys were the ones that caught my attention because they often sound oddly similar, or you couldn't really tell which ones are for which. So our game is to read reviews from different websites, and our listeners, our contestants, Eric and Sue, will tell us if it is an appliance or an adult toy. We have several prizes for the win. Both of them, actually. The winner will have a choice, and the consolation prizes will be the ones left over. We have tickets to the producers at Mercury Theater. We have a gift card to Lou Malnati's. Go to loumalnati's.com for more information about the best pizza in Chicago. And we also have an Apt Electronics gift card. Go to aptelectronics.com or stop by the store and say hi to our good friend Steve Shapiro. So we're going to start off with Roger, because I know that Roger has dug up a bunch of new ones. Can you please read your first review for Eric, Roger?
Okay. All right, Eric. Again, your answer is going to be a toy or an appliance. Here we go. And I'm going to read it as it was written. We often have these. This was all in caps. So all right. Somebody was real happy on this review. Mm-hmm. This was a very nice holiday treat to have around the house that everyone enjoyed. Lots of fun with friends and family.
Were they excited or reading to a relative who had hard of hearing?
Might have been both.
Okay, just so.
For real.
What do you think, Eric?
For all that excitement, I'm going to say a toy.
And it would be, I'll say it in the way it was written, an appliance.
There you go. Sorry, Eric. So that's our first review. We have Rob Martyr reading for Sue.
All right, Sue, you ready?
Yep.
There is a detailed instruction booklet that comes with colored pictures on how to operate this machine and various tips.
I'm going to say an appliance.
What did you say, Sue? I'm sorry.
Appliance.
Patty, what did she guess? I gotta get my headphones on.
Oh, I'm sorry. She gets an appliance.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. Right away, Sue. Good job. I'll get them.
Here, I got you right there. Congratulations, Sue. She got it right. Here you go.
Thank you.
Here, wait. Hold on a second. We're doing some technical work back here. I'm not a good roadie. I really am not. Here we go. We have Sue is on the board with one. Congratulations, Sue. And we have Rob reading the next review for Eric.
Okay, Eric, here you go. It's short and sweet.
That's what she said.
Strange. No, she would never say that.
Powerful little thing. Just remember to pull out the paper inside.
Oh, Lord.
Is that a toy or an appliance?
What do you think, Eric?
I'm going to go an appliance.
Afraid not. That's actually a toy.
Oh.
Okay, well.
It's in the battery compartment. Sometimes people forget that they, because otherwise the contact won't complete if you have the paper still inside the battery. I'm not saying this from experience. Ruben, will you please read? Sorry, Eric. Will you please read for Sue?
Woo, this top of the line product. Once you try it, you won't settle for less.
Read it again.
Will you please read it again?
Woo, this is a top of the line product. Once you try it, you won't settle for less.
Sue, what do you think?
Oh, I'm going to say a toy.
You are correct.
And all of a sudden, we all push our reviews toward Ruben.
I know. How do I follow that?
Read this one. Read this one. All right, Elliot. I feel so bad. I've been you before, by the way.
It's okay. I'm good.
I like your the way y'all describe things. For someone who cannot see, you guys do a good job.
Aww. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate that.
Was listening to your
caller, Judy.
Caller, yes.
Yes.
When she called in, and I'm, visually impaired as well,
mm-hmm.
and so that affects me a lot.
Have you gotten any notice that they're going to be closing down any other libraries for the visually impaired?
No. See, your show was the first show that I've actually heard this on,
mm-hmm.
but I lost my transportation, the PACE door-to-door service for the PACE people, that come from door-to-door to pick you up and take you, to different places, and I went to Schedule Right one day when I was in school, and that's when I found out that they no longer served my area, that I had to live in a 3/4 mile. They never sent me a letter.
Where are you? What's your area?
South suburbs.
All right. We're going to go down to Springfield in 2 weeks. So I am, like I said, I'm trying to get a list going. So I appreciate you telling me about that. So that's the PACE rides in the south suburbs, and they're kind of narrowing down the area that they serve.
Basically, and they haven't sent nobody no letters or nothing to tell them about the, that you had to live in a 3/4 mile.
Right.
You find this out after you schedule your ride, to try to schedule your ride, and then they tell you, oh, by the way, I don't serve your area.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And I appreciate you telling me that, too, by the way. And anything that comes up for both Eric and any of our listeners who are finding that there are funds or services that are being cut back, please let us know. I was serious about trying to get more information. Go to pattyhappens@gmail. Email me at pattyhappens@gmail.com. That's Patty with an I. You can also text us because we are taking that information as well. Oh, thank you, Eric. And so I'm glad that we keep you giggling at night. Can we have Elliot read your review?
Sure.
Excellent. Here you go. Hold on 1 second. Here you go.
All right, Eric, here we go. If there was a fire in my house after saving my dog, this might be the next thing I save. That's right. If there was a fire in my house after saving my dog, this might be the next thing I save, toy or appliance.
Oh, boy.
Now, Eric, you know me. If you listen to the show, you know what it would be for me. Come on, Eric.
So you would probably be at an appliance.
Oh, Eric.
No, it's a toy.
It's a toy. We haven't described my Lalo. Hold on a second. Let me see. Oh, Eric. All right. I didn't mislead you on that one, but I have. All right.
It was still good.
I'm glad to hear that. So we still have Sue at 2. Eric is lagging a little bit behind. We have to take a break here. Sue, Eric, can you hold on during the news?
Sure.
No, I will.
Oh, excellent. Craig, do we have a break before the news?
To be a part of it, New York.
What are you doing, Craig? New York. This is not the theme music. This is not the theme music.
During his sports just now.
Oh.
What did you say, Roger?
Yeah, what did you say, Roger?
I forgot you.
You said the White Sox beat the Yankees.
Right, and I said, yay.
As a newsman, is the yay appropriate? I asked Rob Martyr.
I was clearing my throat.
Oh, Rob can't. Rob Austin can't hear.
I wouldn't necessarily say yay, but I did put an extra emphasis on the fact that the White Sox did beat your Yankees last night.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Worst DJ ever.
Yeah, yeah, I would emphasize that the Yankees are really bad this year.
Hey, they're getting a little better.
Not much.
Go ahead and put your hat in the baseball cap cage.
You need to wash that hat. That's
the
problem.
Wash that hat?
You got to wash it. If you wash it, their luck will change.
The hat looks great.
Why, thank you, my good
friend.
Hey,
we have contestants on the line. We have Eric and Sue, who are both in the middle of a raging battle of what's in the box. It's a face-off. It's a 2-0, though. And that's a close game. That's still a close game. That's just two. Sue, are Cubs or Sox?
Oh, Cubs.
Eric?
Cubs. My grandfather was a Cubs fan.
A Cubs fan? Oh, there you go. And that's a thing. It's sometimes who you grew up with, right? What your influences are. So we left off with Elliot. So we are at Elliot reading for, where were we?
I'm reading for Sue, I believe.
I believe you're correct.
All right. Ready,
right?
Sue?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Am I ready? All right. Here's your review. Wow. It is really as powerful as they say. It's amazing. Going refurbished is the way to go, my friends.
I'm going to say appliance.
That is correct. Yes, it's an appliance. Good job.
Thank God.
Right?
Gross.
Hey, you know, science is an amazing thing. Man. Oh, we have Luda now joining us on our panel.
Hi.
She will be reading for Eric.
Okay, I ready? Fantastic purchase and great value.
One more time.
Ooh. Fantastic purchase and great value.
Mm. Straight to the point.
I want to buy this thing.
Go either way.
What is it?
What do you think? Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is good.
I know. This one's a tough one.
I know. It's either one or the other.
I know. We got a 50-50 shot. It's tough.
Well, I'm going to say an appliance, but...
Do you want to say appliance? Or...
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to go with.
Appliance?
No.
Aww.
Oh. Oh, man.
Sorry, Eric.
Sorry. It's toy.
Hey, it's always fun to be a contestant. And look, the game is not over. I feel like we're all like feeling sorry for Eric, but he's in it.
But here's the thing. When she went, no, I suddenly flashed back on... every date I've ever been on. Because it was exactly like that. No.
Oh, that's so sad.
Can we isolate her no and just slow it down? No. Okay, we've got, now Sue is up again. We have Roger reading for Sue.
Okay. This was a gift for my sister for her wedding shower, and she loved it. Great size and not heavy, and it works great. She loves it, and I've used it with her, and I'm getting one as well.
Sorry. Please, 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 please.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say appliance.
Thank you.
You would be correct.
I was glad she said appliance because I'm like, what kind of parties does Sue go to?
Yeah. What kind of sister do I have?
Jerry.
That's a Chicago thing, isn't it?
I believe it is a Chicago thing.
Yep.
Next break.
Yep.
We have Rob Martyr is reading for Eric.
All right, Eric. Here we go. Purchased this as a gift for my mom. At first, I was a little hesitant in purchasing this because of some of the reviews, but I'm so glad I did anyways.
A toy.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done, Eric.
Hey, Eric's nicely got, done. Eric is on the board. Do we? Should we take a quick break here and flip in another reader? Let's do that. We have a guest in the green room. When we come back, April Macy will be joining us for What's in the Box. More after this on 720 WGN.
There's a green one, and a pink one, and a blue one, and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Once again, Craig, the off-air show is surpassing what we do on the air. And yet, I don't think the WGN radio would want me to put out there what happens.
No. April Macy is now in studio.
Joined us in studio. Hi, April Macy.
Hello, everybody.
I was very excited when I realized both What's in the Box and April Macy would be happening at the same time.
It is very exciting.
It is very exciting. Have you been here for What's in the Box?
I have not.
And I explained it to you off the air.
And I like it.
We have two contestants in a death battle over What's in the Box, okay. As it should be, don't you think?
I feel like there always should be death battles.
We have Eric and Sue who are on the line, and I'm really hoping that someone remember. I believe Eric was last. He's on the board with one. Sue has three. Is that correct, everybody? Around the room? Yes?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So it's time for April Macy is going to read for Sue.
All right.
I've given her one to choose from. She's fresh off the stage at Zany's, so I didn't mean to put so much pressure and throw things at you. Here, read this.
I'm ready? Okay, here we go. Speed counts. I'm a busy mom. I can't wait 30 minutes for a machine to work.
I think Ruben's been topped.
What do you think, Sue?
It's an appliance.
Is it an appliance?
It's an appliance.
Oh. See, I'm the same way, though. Either way, that's really kind of a toss-up. Sue, you were awfully quick with that answer, but you are correct. Oh, is that it? I think we should go to best of... I feel like we should do extra credit on
this. Yeah, let's play some extra credit. Let's keep going.
We'll do an extra credit round. We're going to do extra credit rounds.
I have a few more.
Sue has won, but I think that our contestants are so much fun, and we have April with us. I think that we should do a couple more. Eric, April Macy is going to read for you for extra credit. Does that sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Are you ready? That's my creepy voice. All right. This is a bit bigger than I imagined, but it was doable.
Oh.
Sweet baby Jesus.
April, can you read that again for me?
Yes.
Do you want me to read it slower one moment, and one moment, breathier?
Eric. Yes. Yeah. I do too, actually, oddly enough.
A lot of breath.
This is a bit bigger than I imagined, but it is doable.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Get it. Can we just stop playing the game and April just read stuff?
Yeah, doing a so read thing.
Eric, what do you think?
Well, April, I think it must be a toy.
It was a toy.
Yay!
I like this keeps getting creepy.
Eric took it to a whole new level there.
All right. We have Sue. Do you want to read? It's up to April.
I'm good at reading stuff.
No, I know. Now I feel like we've, here, jump through this hoop.
Here we go.
Sue, if you want to read another one.
I like it. I like reading. All right.
I love your jacket, by the way.
Thank you. You got it at a thrift store.
Did you really?
Yeah, I sure do.
It makes you fun to pet.
I have a lot of leather items, which is probably why I don't own land. Someday I'm going to have to sew them together and make myself a tent to live in.
That's a good idea.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Right.
For Sue.
That's my real voice. Not nearly as sexy. Okay. Far more nasal. Okay. This is the first one that I've ever used that has so many options for use. Easy to use. You just turn it on and then push a button to select the different modes.
I like how all the dudes got real quiet. It was like everybody's been talking. Like, hey! Everyone's like, shoot.
It is a toy.
It is a toy. Look at this. April comes in, everybody gets things right. This is the first time I believe that we have, let's see, now Sue has six to, and she has still won the game.
Okay.
So for extra credit, Sue has her choice of two items, and Eric has a choice as well. Off the line. Eric, Sue, I want to thank you so much for playing What's in the Box with us tonight. Thank you.
What did they win? Yeah.
We have tickets to the producers at Mercury Theater. And
oh,
we also
have exciting.
It is. And we also have Lou Malnati's gift card for the best pizza in the Chicagoland area.
Very nice.
And a gift card to Apt Electronics.
Very nice.
Go to aptelectronics.com. Thank you, Steve Shapiro. When you come into town and you're playing Zany's, here's the thing. When April Macy's on stage, and I'm sure Ruben's had this experience on stage, and people somehow don't understand what's happening and they decide to make verbal, sort of a very public display of their disappointment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's fresh off the stage, Ruben, at Zany's. And I don't understand why people think that their very immediate feelings have to sort of overwhelm a show.
Well,
I don't
just
get
think
that.
If you're not enjoying it, one, like if there's a room full of people enjoying it and you're the one, like I feel like I can look around and go, oh, other people are extracting pleasure from this. Maybe I'm too uptight to enjoy these jokes. But, you know, look at her making humans happy. Like, but some people are so entitled. And it's usually women with cardigans wrapped around their necks. This is what this woman had, a salmon cardigan and clean white pants. If you're a woman and you've been wearing white pants all day and you don't have a speck on them, I'm convinced you're the devil. Like, you're just a bad person.
You've made a deal with somebody, yeah.
Oh, I can't tell you what I called her.
I know. I wonder if there's a way for us to rephrase it. I can't. I'll think of something.
Like,
maybe
if you go on a hunt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never looked at when my coach told me to bunt. I never liked that. He always told me to lay down the bunt.
I'm trying to think of other words that rhyme, and I'm out of them.
Well, and I always felt bad for the kid that was the smallest one in the group. You know, it's never nice to call somebody
a run.
No, yes. It's never nice.
No.
But she was blunt.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, my dad used to work at a bar. He used to work at Lunt Liquors, as a matter of fact.
She was a horrible human being. Really
Now we're on a roll.
I'm pretty sure she's calling old Zanies tomorrow.
Well, we've had a week that has been memorable. I agree. If, you know, there are listeners who will text and will call very upset about one particular moment, as though I am supposed to, like, change the direction of the show based on that. I'm still trying to find my liberal agenda. I don't know where it is. I don't know if anybody has seen it. I've checked.
I have a plan for these people. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should round them up and they should have to go to like a third world country and drink water out of a hole where elephants poop for about 5 years.
Well, and that's easy because that's in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
You can't come back
and have the same attitude when you've been lugging elephant dump water in your head. Like, I think you have to be a more pleasant human being.
I don't know how you get there. I really don't. People really. And here's the thing. Like, so Rob works over at Mojo. I'm sure you see customers who come in and talk to Luda or any of the women that work there as though they're just not worth their, like, they're beneath them. You know, it's anybody who believes they're entitled to something.
That's what drives me crazy. I guess it's because I can smell when somebody has, like, grown up with money and their whole life they've just been crappy. Like, I was at the airport last week, and there were two people taking up 6 chairs in the airport lounge.
Oh, no.
And I look like a dirtbag in the morning, so I don't look like I belong there. Like, but I'm like, I paid for this lounge. And this woman, like, I went to put my stuff down. Like, I was like, no, we're taking these seats. And I was like, oh, but there's two of
Ruben.
You. And I was like, oh, are there 6 of you? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, can I have this one? So the wife comes back and she was like, what is this stuff on our chair? And he's like, I heard him. I'm like getting my morning snack treats. And he was like, she wanted 2 chairs. And then she kicked my stuff.
Oh,
what?
And then, yeah, that goes. This woman got a little talking to. Comes in handy.
I use my blackness. Like a Sith Lord. Like, I walk in and I'm not going to do that. You're going to get up. No.
Well, we had a little confrontation, that woman and I. And I was like, what happened? I was like, when you became no longer sexually desirable, were you, like, is that why you're so evil now? And she was, this is what she said before I said that. She said, I was like, you could have moved it. And she's like, I moved it. And I was like, no, that's what hands are for. If you want to move something. She's like, I'm not going down to the floor.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh, it's time. It's time to rumble. I got to rumble at 5:30 in the morning in this United Lounge.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, ma'am. You have to use the seatbelt extension when you get on the plane.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
She was a slender lady. And she fancied herself to be sexy because she had those, like, leggings on that have, like, the see-through panels.
No, that's
but
just
she
how
was,
everyone
like,
travels.
62. And I was like, no.
I can't deal with it.
No. I get mean. I get very mean quick.
Yeah, no, I like shaming people. I don't know.
Yeah,
why.
Me too. Me too. It's really fun.
I don't know what that is, and they may not even. But they don't often realize. They don't often realize that it's happening. They're so in their own little bubble of entitlement. That
well, this woman, my sweet little dog, was in my bag the one day, and we're just at the counter, and she was just mean to the woman behind the counter at the United counter, and then she points to my dog who just sits there, little Don Lickles, sweet as he can be,
Don Lickles,
everybody.
Sorry.
And she points to him, and she's like, "Is that getting on the plane?" So I pointed at her face, and I was like, "Is that getting on the plane? Is that gross thing allowed on the plane?"
See, I think you can get away with stuff more than I would be in jail if I said any of these things to people.
Well, she was just so mean to the woman behind the counter that the woman was typing and giggling like she was really enjoying it.
Well, I often think I have like a maniacal giddiness, but I think that you take it to a level that is more cutting.
Oh, I get real mean.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, I say things that
I want to travel with you and learn from you.
Say things like this one woman who was really mean to me. Her husband was standing there, and you could tell he was fully emasculated. And I was, and I was like, "You're really sorry you married her, aren't you?
Oh no,
don't address her." And he was like,
"I want to follow her around. I can't say any of this at Disney. I can say nothing.
I have to fly with a suit on. I don't care where I'm going.
Oh yeah, I have to dress up when I fly.
I have to fly with a suit.
Why? Why?
Because I am very black and I need them to give me stuff, and I need to be nice, and I want to be like, hey, well, and I've been working for Steve Harvey for so long.
Is there less black? There's less black?
There are less black, trust me.
You have a pocket square at 1 in the morning.
Pivot ain't easy, but I'm definitely, you don't even
it
understand.
It is impressive.
You don't even understand. It's not a game. It's a contest.
Oh.
I've been dressed up pretty much everywhere I go.
I go to the airport smelling like a bag of buttholes in the morning, just a real big old bag of buttholes.
Now, okay.
Is that getting on the plane?
Is that getting on the plane?
By the way, I was thinking there was a day when I was pulling up in front of Zanies. There's a spot that's reserved for Zanies, by the way, for people who work there. And there was somebody parked there. It says no parking. It's a Zany spot. Mm-hmm. And they were in the car. And the woman actually called me the word that you call the... the guy was driving. She rolled the window down. I explained to them they weren't supposed to be there. She called me a bunting person. And I was in. I go, nice job, good pick. You don't live with that for the rest of your life. I mean, how is it the first thing you say to somebody? Like, you were patient enough.
I really wasn't. Like, I really jumped right to Sea Town. I really dive right in. But she was. As soon as somebody says that, like, the comic inside me who's been traveling, and I feel like the intentions are so good of a comic. Like, I'm trying to sprinkle joy into your stupid, meaningless life. Like, I'm just trying to sprinkle my happiness, and, like, you can't see that other people, like, I've sacrificed relationships, like, I'm sleeping in condos, like...
Oh, we were talking about condos earlier. I can't explain those to people.
Oh, you can't. They're grotesque.
Elliot and Ruben, I know that you guys have to take off because you are at the book con tomorrow at McCormick Place. Elliot, how can people find out more about the events that you do all over the country?
Worldwide, djelliot.com, very simple.
DJElliot.com. That's only one T.
With one T, yeah.
One T. And Ruben, can people follow you around?
Yeah, on Twitter, I'm at Ruben Irvin, E-R-V-I-N, and on Instagram, at King Ruben.
And we will see you, yes.
Also find him at PocketSquare.com.
Elliot, I will see you at Mojo Bar and Grill, and hopefully when you come back and visit us again.
Oh, I'm going to be there this weekend for sure.
Mojo Bar and Grill on Irving Park Road. That's 2958 West Irving Park Road in Chicago. Irving Park Avenue. See, I'm just going to get it all. Well, you know, we'll figure it out when we come back, Rob.
Sure.
But do we have a break before the news? I'm pretty sure we do, don't we? No. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Rob Martier, can you hang out for what? We have seats opening up.
Let's do it.
All right. What's in the news? We can wind up with Rob Martier, special guest Elliot Serrano and April Macy and our friends from Mojo Bar and Grill.